Hey everyone, Patrick here, and I just tried the two new races starting zones, so I'm reporting on with my first impressions here. There are a few spoilers, so if you don't want to hear about that, please stop playing this volume now. Alright, so you start, as they stated in the panel, you start at level 6, and you start at, Worgen starts as a Worgen who is being reconverted into a human, or given his mind back, and he's resisting the potion. So they, I suspect that the 5 levels before that actually go through some new gameplay, maybe not gameplay features, but quest and technical features that they don't want to show you right just yet. And to explain how the Worgen actually got the plague and everything like that that they talked about in the panel. Same thing on the goblin side. You start as a goblin stranded on the shores of whatever that zone is, and I suspect that, well, actually they said it, that the 5 levels before that make you see how the goblins got thrown out of Kazan because of their hometown, because of the cataclysm. So, Worgens, you can play either as a human or as a Worgen, meaning you have the two forms available to you at any time. When you start casting spells, though, and if you're in human form, you automatically turn back into a Worgen. And by the way, the animation for you going from human to Worgen when you're not in combat is absolutely awesome. You see the human convulsing and his arms turning one after the other, and anyway, it looks really cool. I don't know about melee classes though, but I suspect it's the same. I don't know why, but for some reason you can only fight in Worgen form. So I suspect that for the Worgens, the primary form is going to be the Worgen form. You have that racial ability, which is sprint. It's a 70% increase of speed for 10 seconds, which seems, as they stated in the panel, overpowered. So I'm the first to complain. There you go. It seems a little bit overpowered. A 3-minute cooldown. We'll see how it plays out. And the quest seems really cool, sort of on par with the Death Knight starting zone, which, as everyone thinks, I think, it was the best starting experience that we've had in the game until now. Goblins, you start as one goblin in the sea with other goblins trying to resuscitate you. And again, it's a pretty classic starting zone, and you get to do a bunch of stuff. Collect all 10 of these, kill 10 of those. And again, you only see from level 6 on, so I suspect that the first 5 levels are going to be pretty epic. Okay, racial abilities for the goblins, a rocket launch that deals damage to an enemy, pretty classic, and then the rocket boost that lifts you up in the air. It's like a sort of a super jump that makes you travel 200 meters, translate that into yards or whatever you guys use. All right. And, well, I guess that's about it for this boo. I will give you more information as I get it. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. Got it.